Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Coach Low, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Low, let's make it happen.
It's good to be before you tonight. God has blessed us one more time. It is marvelous Monday. So I hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Truly a blessed one. God has blessed us to come to this point in our life. We're really excited about it. Tonight's show is Talking Real to You. Prime time. It's just plain old life issues we're going to talk about. It's a chance to just share some things with you in regards to what's happening in your world. We want it to be the most energetic, more interactive program that you can encounter. This is WBSW Radio. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You Prime Time. You can be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. I identify the last four digits of your cell, actually your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and the many hosts that join us from time to time. As soon as they join us, we'll be able to put them into play where they can share their thoughts on the topics we have for tonight. Our title for tonight's show is Develop Good Habits. And I just want you to simply think about that as I go through the rest of our introduction and our promo in regards to the show. You also can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. The email is talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com. Real excited about being able where you can email the show. Along with, go to Twitter. You can tweet the show to @TalkingRealToYou, @WBSW_internet_talk_radio, @LorenzoD.Smith15, @Coach_L_Smith, @TheSmithWayProduction. And on Instagram. You can check us out on Instagram. We're being aired on one channel tonight or one device tonight, and that's @Beta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, with the number 10. So we're really excited about the opportunity. Want to give a shout out to our sisters of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. They're doing some awesome things. And we just want to make sure we give them a shout out with the part of the Divine Nine when we come on. So if you want to check us out on our Instagram page, being partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And from time to time, we'll broadcast on @PresidentDR, which is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We're excited to have a awesome group of co-hosts that join me from time to time. But keep in mind, they are remotely, so they join us whenever they're available. It's volunteer. They just want to be a part. We have some awesome cohorts. We want to give a shout out to a young lady. She's more of a on the top side of a millennium in Central Alabama, known to a lot of them as the Comedium 58 as a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Some know as Coach Smith. Her name is Miss Lauren D. Smith. I tried to give her my name. That was Lauren come from. That's my daughter. I'm so proud that she's a part of the show. Dr. Olivia E. Smith. We call her Dr. O. A member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Miss Scarlett H. Black. An author. A former educator. Administrator. A counselor. She's a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. A shout out to a young lady out of the great state of Ohio. She's now in residing in South Florida, the Boca Raton area. She's a licensed social worker on her own yoga studio and a yoga instructor. None other than, we want to make sure we give a shout out to Lisa Levine, Miss Lisa Levine. And last but not least, as I get an opportunity to make live when I co-host and I introduce, but I will make sure I give a shout out again for joining us at this point. We're going to give a shout out to Miss Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California. Only my own truth. And I call the lady that put the boots on the ground. And she's doing some awesome things out there in Oakland. She also works hand-in-hand with groups in Las Vegas. So she's making the word, making it happen. See, we talk about good habits. The night show is developing good habits. If you develop good habits, you'll be able to carry those good habits to share with others. So we're going to really have a chance to talk about that tonight. Now, I have introduced this young lady previously, but I want to come back and give her a shout out because she know I like doing this. And I'm going to start. She hails from the great state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. She's an author, recently published a book. You can purchase going to Scarlett Harvey Black on Amazon. And there are many other opportunities you have. She in travel at this point, sharing book signings so far. She's a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other than my sister, Sarah Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine tonight and hope that you are and all of our members of our listening audience are glad to be on tonight and to say hello. And doing a lot of traveling. Yes, I am trying to promote this book. And hopefully those in the listening audience will help me and provide their support too. It has a message. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Scarlett, so much for joining us. You know, part of the Boone White family. We see her doing awesome things, and she continued to grind. She continued to, and I asked her at the end of the show to take away, got a time for just sharing your own thoughts, talk about a book even more. And I want her to be able to do that. And every time she come on, I want her to be able to talk about our book because that's how you sell your book. You can't expect anybody else to promote you. You can promote yourself better than anybody in the world. So it's important that we keep that in mind. We also want to talk about this show in particular. Talking Real to You. It's real talk. See, we focus on block by block. We can focus on many topics. Whether it's in the political arena, whether it's social, economic, education, along with finance, and just plain old life issues. WBSW Internet is excited, again, to add two additional countries that we have listeners and watchers in Hungary, along with the Dominican Republic. That puts it up to 31. So I give a shout out to each one of the team members because without you all, this show wouldn't be able to move toward its anniversary coming up on the 27th of September. 2017, aired our first show. Now is 2022. So thank each and every one of you all. You listeners, you watchers, over 31 countries. Along with an awesome group of team members as hosts and co-hosts. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be interactive with you. So again, from my heart, I truly love you all. Thank you so much for just taking time to listen to what we're sharing with you and also contributing to an interactive mode. So thank you again. We want to also say you can register for WBSW radio giveaways by sending your name along, if you want to send your cash app, because if you send your cash app, you have a tendency to receive a blessing in some form monetary on your PayPal. If you have a PayPal, Venmo, Zelle to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. Any one of those transactional means you have, send it to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. All right, Scarlett, it's going to be tag team back again. Like I said, we're going to do this. You and I on here tonight, so we're going to talk. We're going to talk about just plain life issues. And I have a title which I thought was really important, because this is something you probably, as well as I have seen, that people don't understand the habits they have. Sometimes they don't know whether they're good habits or bad habits. But from your prior experience on the turning of the results of a lot of things that happen, you can determine whether they're good habits. So we title the show, Develop Good Habits. See, we all have to develop good habits. We are encounter many things from years ago and through our experience, but we develop good habits. But we sometimes forget about the places that we encounter our experience or go through things, and we develop habits from there that we bring into adulthood. So we're going to talk about developing good habits. Because we need to know what are good habits. Some people are not even aware of what good habits are. And we have to focus. And I know for sure, Scarlett, as we look back at our career, and we think about how our career, where we tried to get our young people, who are now a lot of them adults, and some a lot of them grandparents now, to understand that the habits you develop in this place, where we have created a center of structure, will go with you a long way. So truly we want to start off talking about what are good habits. And Scarlett, you want to jump in right there. What are good habits? Because some people might not be aware what is a good habit.
Well, to me, a good habit is those things that you know are positive in your life, makes you happy. That you can also use as a survival method when things are not so happy, and also to make others around you better. Those good habits are things that are going to encourage you, to help you have those skills that you need to reach all that you can be in your own life. And it also, as other people are looking at you, they're seeing this evolution, this progress, of someone who's really trying to be better in all aspects of what they do, what they say, how they act. And when you don't have those type of habits, are you bringing someone down? Are people looking at you in a negative light? Do you view yourself in a negative light when they're not evident? Or can you turn it around? I like to think, yes, you can. Yes,
that's
you can.
Awesome.
You can turn things around. And you can be better. I'm a living example of that. And, Doc, I know you are a living example of that when you have to turn things around and do something in another way. Take an alternative route. Maybe it's not the route that you're planned, but another way of doing things that's going to make it better for you and those who are around you.
And Scarlett said a mouthful right there. Because it's all about your personal development. See, good habits is about how I am going to be repetitious of what I'm doing. My actions and behavior, when we repeat it over and over again in a positive way. See, we're talking about, it applies to bad habits too. You can have bad repetitions in life, and your actions can be in a manner that you truly, truly can repeat over and over again, and it's very scary. And it's truly, if you learn something from it and take that experience and use that experience to be the best person you can be. Before we move into further, Scarlett, I want to bring in Lisa right now. Lisa's joining us from the awesome state of Florida. That's in South Florida.
Not
today.
The awesome state of Florida, but hey, I'm in the awesome state of South Carolina, so I feel
good. I'm going to move by Scarlett, I decided, since I'm licensed there now, Scarlett, I'm coming. I'm not kidding either.
Yes,
I'm not kidding, I am. I'm coming there.
And we're truly glad to have both of you all tonight.
That's my goal, my personal goal.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Have the positive repetition, repeated action, when you repeat doing something positive, it is what is our, Lisa, we was talking about developing, or just the title is develop good habits. And we wanted to talk about what are good habits. And we're around people every day. And we see when some people behavior are not considered to be positive, and if they develop a repetitious time of doing this or action doing it over and over again, that can lead to some consequences. The same thing applies for good habits. See, and I think a lot of time, and Scarlett as well as Lisa, especially if you're in education. In education, it seems like those individuals that I would say when you're comparing good and bad, good habits and bad habits, seems like you encounter a lot of times the bad habit. You spend so much time trying to correct some of the bad habits, and you forget about the good habits. I think we got to turn that around when we focus on, and most of the time, bad habits and bad behavior occurs with probably about 5 to 6% of the population of your school. And the other 94 to 93%, you don't have a problem. And Scarlett, as well as Lisa, as she goes through her process and her business and her job, she sees people that's doing exactly what you ask them to do. But we end up got to address that person over there, that person that continues to disrupt the program. And it's repetitious. They keep doing it over and over again. And if it's not corrected, they're going to take that into adulthood. Lisa, that's what we're talking about, developing good habits. You want to share some thoughts on that?
Good habits as adults or kids or both?
Average, just saying a population. Adult children, because the children turn, they don't correct those behaviors, they sometimes turn into adults.
Well, one good habit I think that's very important is self-care. I mean, taking care of yourself. And washing your hands. No, I'm just kidding. but good habits are, you know, I always say keep your space clear. Try to keep a positive area. Try to keep, you know, negativity out. And things that maybe you did, you know, in the past, you gotta leave in the past, you know, because now we're present. What types of changes can you make in your life regarding people, regarding daily routine? I'm very big on daily routine, you know, good hygiene, you know, whatever that may be that makes you feel good. But I think people right now are kind of stuck in that area of what is a good habit, because I agree, everyone's stuck on all the negative things going on rather than looking at what are some of the good things that we can do or change. That makes sense?
Makes sense.
I think people are stuck. You know, it's, you know, being positive, and if you want to make changes in your life, you know, I always say this, short-term, long-term goals. Set goals for yourself. You know, you have a set of short-term, long-term. You know, I did that during when we were, you know, going through this crisis. And I made some good changes, I felt. It just has to be in mindset. I always say, hashtag mindset, but you have to set your intention with that.
Exactly.
And also looking at, and this is very important, when you're not making changes, what is holding you back? What is preventing you from making those changes? Is it fear? Is it insecurity? Is it both? You know, because that's usually why people don't. There's a reason. What is holding me back from implementing, you know, a good lifestyle?
Awesome. Scarlett, you were about to say.
Got it. I'm here. It went off. Everything that we've all said, you know, to be positive, I'll tell you what I did several years ago. This man, Dr. Bracerton, had written a book called 21 Days of Change, you know, Having Good Habits.
Yeah.
He told, I don't know if you read it or not, but he lived here in this area, and we were fortunate to have him in to talk with me and my staff on each day for 21 days, try to find the most positive things and something that you can really be sincere about, not fake, but sincere about telling children, talking to the children in your classroom, being at the door when they come in the mornings, saying goodbye in the afternoons when they leave and go home, something positive they can take about themselves, home to their families, and see what a difference it made. It made a huge difference. Instead of a child hearing something negative all day long, sit down, do this, do this, do that, you know, that kind of thing. What you doing? Why did you hit him? Why did this kind of stuff? We turned it around because it was a very negative environment, and children had not realized, and we had not realized that all during 7 hours a day, things that we were saying, things that we were doing, was not conducive to a positive environment for children. We had to turn it around, and we had to start with ourselves. And we did that challenge, the 21-day challenge. And at the end of 21 days, we were able to make them. We got back together and talked and made an assessment. And people just seemed happy, happier. There was kindness and passing it on. It's like we've gotten away from that now, and I think the pandemic had a lot to do with that and the isolation. But, you know, we had some mean people before the pandemic.
Yeah,
and it's like they're just coming out of the woodwork now. Everyone's trying to out cruelty the other to make a political point or whatever kind of point you're trying to make. But 21 days can change for the better. And after that, you don't realize that you're doing it. It continues. But you have to first be real and recognize we've got a problem here. We've got to turn some things around. We've got to get better as individuals, and we've got to get better as role models and people and children looking to us in this school. Made a huge difference.
And that's awesome, Scarlett. And I agree with both of you all in regards to that, because even as a career that I had an opportunity to put quite a few years in. And I know if you go and don't try to adjust habits, even your own habits, I think it's very important what Scarlett and Lisa said about your personal development. First of all, we have to assess ourselves to see, do assessment on ourselves to kind of see where we need to develop. It's hard to come in to try to tell someone else, just because you say I have the paperwork, I ain't done all this, but you may have habits that are not good to yourself. So look at yourself first. Scarlett talked about that. When she says that at the school, they decided to look at how they can improve the habits of their school. That's in regards to the community. All the individuals that in that building all day, we need to try to work on improving. Bringing someone in to improve your personal development, you need to bring someone in so you can achieve the goals. See, you can't achieve the goals when you're caught up thinking that your narrative is the only narrative. We may know quite a few things. We may be able to share quite a few things. But we have to seek some expertise besides what we're doing or seek support from someone else. So it's important that we understand that our personal development, and we have to know what are those things that we need to work on. We need to be able to look at them and see how we can achieve our goals. And there are many tips, and you heard two or three. That's a good example that was shared when Scarlett talked about they brought someone in and they addressed them. 21 is 21 habits we don't even realize we have and how they affect the people that we're around. So we got to remember our personal development affects other individuals as well. So once we can recognize where we're heading and address some of the problems and situations personally, then we can move forward and share with other people. I talked about the other day about talent and gifts. All of us have a talent and a gift. We may not be able to recognize it right now, but we have one. But eventually we will. And once we're able to recognize that we have a talent and a gift, we can share it with others. Same thing with your personal development. If you went through a structured setting, you know this is required so we can stay on track to get you ready. Because Scarlett and Lisa as well, I always try to tell young people that when you say you hate school because you have to be on time. You hate school because you have to change class. You hate school because you have to walk on the right side of the hallway. You hate school because there are some people over you. But when you get out in the job market, they're going to have training sessions that you're going to have to go to that are structured. No one have an industry, no one have a job will let you come to their job and be undisciplined. You have to develop that. It starts young. And I think school is the institution that kind of give our young people structure as well as our adults as well. Because that means you have to be on time. You have to be at work on time. You can't come in that late. If you are, you have to deal with what they call a merit system. And you might get a few merits against you. And these are the kind of things that these habits you develop. And that gives you the ability to be workable and work in society. Lisa, you were about to say something. Did we lose Lisa?
Hello. Yeah. I'm
okay.
There. Now I lost my train of thought, what I was going to say. Oh, I noticed, well, this year we extended my classes. Like in the schools that I've been at. So mm-hmm. I notice with repetition and when we're teaching, and I've been trying to do more mindfulness work,
mm-hmm.
we see change. We're seeing change. But when you do something and some of the kids will come in and they know like what they need, even days I'm not there. They're able to say, like, I need to go sit and meditate, or we need to go do our tapping. Or so when you're teaching them healthy ways of coping, because I'll tell you what I'm seeing, so much anxiety and stress and inability to communicate or verbalize feelings and lack of self-regulation. These kids really don't know how to regulate. So even today when I was teaching, I had the kids go around, you know, I showed them some techniques, and then I said, does anyone have something they want to share? And two kids did, and they modeled it, and the other kids did it. And I said, when I'm not here, you guys should be doing that. And I think when we're teaching them that, and when we're all working together as a team and showing, hey, this is what we do when we're not feeling good. These are things you guys need to do when you're not feeling good. They pick up on it. And that's what I've been observing. And the schools I'm at are very smart. And we're very teamwork oriented. And I think that's a problem. When you're not teamwork oriented or you're coming in frustrated, and I get it, nothing can be perfect, but it's okay to say, oh, I was running late today. For a teacher to say, you know, I was running late, I'm frustrated, but this is what I did, you know, in order to restart my day. I think it's a good tool, you know, to teach because we're not happy all the time. But I think if we model good behavior and good examples and not fighting in front of kids and, you know, there's a lot of confusion going on because technically this is our first year, like back in a school setting and back into work settings. And I think just having structure and consistency and repetition and encouragement, because that is a big word, encouragement. When you're encouraging and validating, you're going to get better results and more results, I think.
But you know what I'm worried about? Is the fact that we got so many legislatures and state boards that are bringing in people now who, in front of our children, in front of the children, who are not skillful in these areas, and we're getting people pretty much wherever they can get them now, and they're not going through the educational process.
You're right.
And not that that's going to always be successful, but at least you know that the person should have been introduced to the skills to go into a classroom to teach children. I have a huge problem with what is happening now by putting anyone in front of kids who have not gone through a teacher training process and become certified. Because, see, while other children can go to charter schools or go to private schools, that leaves our children in the inner cities and urban areas with just who is in front of them in the classroom. And while with certification, those are certified, you have some ability and some leeway to continue with professional development and learning and training to work with kids. But I wonder about where is the heart? You know, we can get all these skills, and now we're getting people who don't even have the skills to even be in the classroom because they don't have to go through the stringent certification process to get the skills and make sure they have them. Where is the heart, the compassion, the empathy that people need, not only the kids but also those inside the building? It's like Doc says, community. And everyone should be working as a team. Everyone counts. Everyone matters. I got to give a shout-out to coaches and those effective teachers of goodwill, regardless of race, creed, color, whatever case may be, that understand that. I learned from just watching the coaches. When I worked in high school, that was one of my first positions in the school system. I work with the football and the basketball coaches and the young men on their teams and the young women, too, on the basketball teams and stuff. And I learned and I watched how they can get some of the most difficult kids who go through a lot of difficult situations in their lives to respond and to really get out there and give it their best. And those who are some of the top ones, a kid would walk through water for them, you know, just to make sure that they heard their coach say, oh, great job, I'm proud of you. Those are the affirmations and that kindness that we have lost, and now all this cruelty and stuff coming in. We don't need any more cruelty and hate. We need to have folks that, like you said, Lisa, going to encourage and promote all of us, children, young adults, middle-aged, all up and down the spectrum, to be better people and to start being kind to each other and to encourage again. Watch these coaches and some of these folks. And Doc knows I'm a sports. I can't play anything, but I love me some sports. And I get a kick out of just watching how they motivate. And for those effective teachers who do the same thing, and I use the word effective, everyone in the classroom is not effective. But I know one thing, that we keep putting people in there who don't even have the skills to teach. You know, we're just going on a never-ending cycle. Because it's almost like it doesn't matter whether the kids in the urban and city schools, if they're not in a private or charter school, it doesn't matter whether they get the encouragement or not. And that's what bothers me.
And that's awesome. Right? I'm glad you brought that up because, Lisa, as you said about affirmation, you have to affirm what you, with those young people, even with adults. See, one thing we've got into this, this in our society now, we don't want to really be supportive of individuals unless they're with my narrative. And it's all about that. And Scarlett, I thank you for saying it because, see, I coached for 34 years from every level, So I know exactly how, if you develop a process and if you have good habits, you can take some of the kids, young people, that no one else can do anything with and change their attitude. I talk about a lot of individuals on this show that I coached back in the 80s. Now, if you born in the 80s and you think how old you are, I mean, somebody finished high school in 88. Right, Lisa? Let me stop.
Yeah.
But I coached people back in 84 and 82 and 81 that now come on now and they follow me. They communicate. I see them out. They'll be saying it is not about its diversity because I coached in a school that was diverse. And they'll come back and say, Coach Smith, what you the way you was kind of helped us develop the things we needed to deal with life later on. So good habits, doing the right thing is important. Then give it affirmation for what you're doing. Tell them that enhance their esteem. See, self-esteem is important. Enhance that by saying something positive. We need to be able to do this. But I always say that this is all about block to block a lot of time. We got to start at home. A lot of our young people are leaving home and never hearing a parent tell them, good job. Telling them or either said, that ain't the way to do it. Let me show you the way to do it. So when they come to school, they look for it from individuals in the school. We have adults who never went through that where they was told to develop those habits they needed to be successful. Then they get to be adults. Then you got another challenge on your hands. We have to really, really focus. So we're talking about developing good habits, develop good habits, and we want you to be a part of it by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then ask for your location. Then I'll to join Lisa Levine along with Scarlett Harvey Black and myself, Dr. Lowenby Smith, as we talk about developing good habits and what it's all about, the need to make sure we're successful in our society. Also, I want to give a shout-out to several people here. Let me give a shout-out to Ms. Bush, EDS, of Baker Vibration Sorority Incorporated. A shout-out to Zeta underscore name underscore cash, a member of Baker Vibration Sorority Incorporated. Jacqueline Davidson, back from the day when I was back in the 80s teaching, I coached a lot of her cousins and children as I came through. Brenda Franklin Avery, thank you. We have Bill Levine. Thank you, Bill, for joining us. Karan White. Thank you, Karan, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And William Cobb, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, William, for joining us. It's good to have you on here. So we're just talking about developing good habits. And the next thing I want us to move for is once you're able to identify what's a good habit, but it means doing something repetition, something that is good. We talk about schools and how we're taking individuals and pretty much may not have the training to do it and put them in the classroom because we have a shortage. We have a shortage of people. We have to realize how important we have the right people in front of us. I always tell individuals that go up to the school and find out who's standing in front of your child, teaching your child. Find out what is being taught to your child. Because the 8 hours they are there is very impressionable for them. So let's make sure we work on having the good habits, and the good habits are trained and supported in the school. So we want to move forward. Lisa, we want you to kind of share your thoughts on why should we develop good habits in this society?
Why?
We can talk about what are that. Why
because
do we
it's
need...
important.
Go ahead, Ali.
Why should we develop good habits?
Yeah.
One, we feel better about ourselves, right?
Great.
I think we feel more confident, and I think it's setting, I think I said it before, just a good routine and modeling, like being, you know, good role models, you know, and I think it's important, whatever that daily routine entails. I think it's important for health and health, mental health and emotional well-being too. And I think when we don't have that, we can deteriorate or go backwards, and it can affect us very negatively and create a higher levels of anxiety or depression. So I think it's important when you say, why should we? Mm-hmm. It's important to do that. And for children, especially, to set a good example. And it comes from home. And I have to say, I'll share a very quick story. I was teaching last week, and this little boy came in. He's five. I've never taught him before. Little young African-American boy, cute as can be. He comes in, and he was so peaceful and zen. Like, he just sat there. He came in. He meditated. I need to write about it. And it really set the whole tone in the whole class. And I got distracted by watching him because there's only one other time I've seen that. And, you know, the counselor and I were talking, and he helped me teach two classes. What we said was, whatever they're doing at home with this young man, those parents should be used as examples because they set a routine. And when I said to him, would you like to stay and help me? He said, yes, ma'am. It was very cute. He's very cute and sweet and well-mannered and respectful, and he was helping his friends. And these kids are all new. They're in kindergarten. But it was just so interesting. And like I said, I got distracted for a bit because I'm watching him, like, kind of in awe. Slow movements, walking around, helping kids, positioning them. 5 years old. Where's that learned? That was learned at home. And I asked him, do you do yoga? He said, I've seen my mommy do it. And sometimes I do it with her. That's the kind of stuff you want to set for a child. Am I right?
You're right.
Whether it's yoga or not yoga, yeah. You're setting something good. And we could tell. We were impressed, and I let the principal know because I felt they should know. You know, we should always let people know. And I said, please tell the parent what went on and that they're doing a great job, because I do think people need to know. They need to hear it. That's awesome. An example.
That's a good example. That's a good example.
Yeah.
And
of why we said good habits.
Is that habits are essential to your health. This thing, he picked up something from his mom that he brought to class.
Absolutely.
He was comfortable with what was going on. And I know she had other stories about people. Sometimes you have to kind of, you know, they running around, and they used to be a little bit in chaotic situation, and she has to get them calmed down. But sometimes those things we learn, we experience, we bring with us, especially if we're going to something familiar. And what needs to be, give them affirmation. Let them know that, you know, that's a good job. You're doing a good job. Then let other people know. This is not trying to put this child out to the point, but you really are, because if they are able to be ahead of the game, we should continue to help promote that, because that's what we are. We are all about promoting individuals to be successful. It's essential.
Absolutely.
Successful ourselves. And once you're able to recognize what's your purpose, it's easy to help others. And he's just helping others. That's something you can't take away from him. Some people may take advantage of that because of their own narrative. But as long as he continues, that's a habit that he can carry, which is a positive thing that he can carry into adulthood. And I think that's so important. Scar.
Very.
And the question is, why should we have, what was the question? Repeat it again.
Why should we develop good habits?
So we don't perpetuate or keep repeating a negative past.
Oh, that's why. She hit it on the head there. Not repeating.
Do I need to say it one more time so we don't keep perpetuating and creating a negative past. We got to move forward. No one wants to stay stuck where you are. You know, no one wants to stay stuck with anger and hate and cruelty and negativity all the time, because that stuff kills. You know, if you know that, you know, the older you get, you know, the more you realize, those kind of emotions really choke you. It can really choke you physically, medically, emotionally, psychologically, all those areas that we talk about. You know, it really does affect you. So you don't want to perpetuate that type of environment, that type of situation, that type of persona where people avoid you because you're so negative, cruel, or whatever. They don't want to be around you. So you don't want to perpetuate that, and you want to just move forward in a better light, in a positive light. And it can happen. We all evolve if we work at it.
Yes, we will.
But you got to work at it. If you choose to stay stuck where you are, guess what? You'll be stuck at 8. You'll be stuck at 28. You'll be stuck at 58. You'll be stuck at 80. You got to unstick yourself, and you got to evolve. You got to move on, and you got to find those things in your life that can bring that joy, can bring that happiness, can change you. Try just for 21 days. 21 days. Find one thing that you know you need to change about yourself for the better. Try doing it for 21 days. See and evaluate in those 21 days how you feel, how it makes others feel around you, and that type of thing. But you can't continue to perpetuate this type of staying where you are.
And Scarlett has really hit it on the head. That's one way to sum it up. You know, you ought to be working repetitions on things that are good for you. See, personal development is the bottom line. If you develop yourself and work on yourself to be positive, do all the things that need to make you successful, you will create a habit. And that habit will be noticed by other people. I want to go back to something Scarlett said a while ago at the start of the show. She said about people heart. She talks about being around coaches and how they put their heart into it. And the young people put their heart in. That's the key to it. The key to everything, we have to function from inner self and let it project to outer self. If you develop good habits from the inner self, it will be seen not only through your repetition action or perpetuating the positive thing, it'll be seen glowing to people. You are attracted to people who are good. They say good because they are showing they're good. A lot of people, you can see they are just dull because they are dull inside. If you develop the habits and the positive personal part of your life from your inner self, I promise you, you can be very, very successful. And that's what it's all about. Develop good habits. Once you work on those habits, find something that you know you need to work on. Come up with a solution to a thought process on how I want to do it. And do it for 21 days. We can fast. Come on now. Why can't we work on
cleanse from social media?
Better. See, we have to realize we have to give forth an effort. But if you don't have it in your heart, and if you don't have it in your soul, I promise you, it will be no need for you to go out there and do these things if you're not going to focus from your inner self. So everything comes from affirmation, which is a love language. Words of affirmation. That's a love language. We know that. And if you don't know, it's a love language. We talked about affirmation. Saying positive things. Being supportive of those individuals. And then sharing it with someone else. Words of affirmation. You did a good job. I'm proud of you. Because you're just listening. See, the thing about it, we have to make sure, and I don't want to get too far because I want our team to kind of share just something they want to tell that's on their mind as we wrap this show. But I had to.
You don't want to know what's on my mind.
And I had to share it with you. And we want you to still be a part of it. You can share your comments on Facebook, Instagram, or call in at 347-857-4192. Get it pretty fast, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell telephone number, actually your location, where you can chat with Lisa Levine, Scarlett Harvey Black, and Melinda Beesman. We have a few minutes just to share what's on our mind. Tell me what's on your mind. And I actually take 2 minutes to share what's on your mind.
I don't think it can take me 2 minutes. Very quickly, I'll put it to you this way. I put my Nick Chubb shirt on. You know, I'm a big Browns fan. And this has been bothering me since yesterday. The Browns lost yesterday. And they lost. Too in-depth to go into, but they lost. But what bothered me was when I went on social media and saw the most repulsive and racial and disgusting comments made towards Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett, and I didn't like it. And it's been bothering me all day because I'm thinking, what are you folks saying at home in front of your kids? You're upset at Myles Garrett, who is saying, please don't boo us. You shouldn't be booing us. And he's right. They lost. A lot of things went wrong. I think it kind of ties into what we're talking about, being a good role model, setting good habits. I'm going on to delete a bunch of people because I don't like racial stuff, honestly. It bothers me. And to me, if you're doing that on social media, are you doing that in front of your children over a football game and then coming down on a man who scored 3 touchdowns yesterday and another man who's just trying to be positive and say, don't talk like that about us? I just didn't like it. And I don't think it sends any kind of good habit or good sportsmanship. You know, things happen. Someone wins, someone loses, something goes wrong. We need to teach, and I tell kids all the time, you can't always win. You go in and you do the best you can, and you be the best version of you, and you give it all, and you give it your best. So that's what's been bothering me today. I just didn't like it. I don't think it was necessary to behave that way, you know, the way people were behaving over football games. And I'm a big sports fan, but come on, right? Set a good habit, be a good role model. Kind.
Well, not only the sports and everything like that, but you know, folks being threatened with their lives for doing the right thing, whether you're an attorney, a judge, or whatever the case may be, or you're trying to help immigrants, or you're trying to help people that don't look like you, those types of things, and getting death threats on something that this has just gotten out of hand. It's way out of hand. For me, and I'll try to tell it as quick as I can, Chadwick Boseman, who is the Black Panther that, you know, that died, is from near this area. It was a little small town called Lawrence, South Carolina. It's like maybe 40 minutes from where I am. And it just bothers me that positive message that he portrayed, you know, even in his movies, somehow he came out of this small town that's not very good. So in fact, they have a history. That's where they had a Confederate shop down there or something years ago that someone challenged them on and got rid of. But on social media this week, in a group of students from the high school wore T-shirts, and they had the N-word. Each one had the letter for it to spell out the N-word, and they posted on social media. And that I mean, this stuff just flows all over me. First of all, what gives you the right to do that? But I post on things like that, and sometimes now I hold my own. On these posts with these types of attitudes, because I'm not gonna swear at you.
That's
I'm not gonna
awful.
Use profanity to get a point across. Cause
right.
I'm an intelligent woman. I can talk to you without calling you what I really would like to call you, but I don't call you
because
I got more intelligence than that. But anyway, they posted and they're very proud. And so the post was, what would you do if you saw this? And what the school system probably not going to do anything to them. Because
something
normally
should
they
be
don't
done.
In that particular, right, well, they normally don't in that area. But anyway, I wrote that, you know, one day there's going to be a day of reckoning, because whether it's going to be a job application, military, trying to get into the military, or let's say that you continue to, you know, grow your career, you want to work for the FBI, CIA, or places like that, or an employer who is not in with that type of attitude or whatever. If someone just happens to see that and send it to some of these places, and then you don't get the job. Maybe you don't get the position that you thought you should have. Maybe you are looked at very scrutinized, and no one wants to have someone like that working in their corporation or company. You know, that's going to be a day of reckoning. And for some reason, we feel that day of reckoning never comes for us. But it does. It says it in the Bible. You know, you reap what you sow. And we call it karma. You know, karma, but it's still reaping. And whether you reap it yourself or your children or someone close to you reap it, it's still reaping. And I don't know why we don't remember that. We say we're a Christian society, but do we really understand what we're saying when we say that? You know, you think that this book called the Bible is just a novel, you know, of entertainment? You know, this stuff is real. And, you know, how you treat others is how it's going to come back to you in some shape, form, or fashion.
Absolutely.
And all the cruelty and hate, trying to out cruel and out hate the other for gains and political points and those kind of stuff. People, children, those are people who are trying to have better ways of life like everyone in this country. You're going to reap this, you know, the cruelty and the hate and the ha-ha, he-he, it was funny. And I called you the N-word, and I posted it all over social media for everybody to see. Get a grip.
Terrible.
The direction is coming.
Yeah, and we need to take time to realize that there are other people in this world beside us. But we have the day of karma coming for a lot of people, maybe coming.
Oh, we do.
What we have to do is keep in mind, and my parting point will be truly, truly in relation to thinking about Dr. King and having a dream. See, we have to remember that the dream of being able to be with one another without disrespecting, humiliating, hurting, abusing others. The dream of being able to be in a place with everyone, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of your religion. We ought to be, because we're in this melting pot where we call the United States together. I have a dream. And hopefully one day this dream will really, really continue to bolster and grow like it's been. They're going to take it from our heart and from our soul. It must come from there. You have to have a dream. One thing about it, I always say, and it's a parting word that I'm going to say, we have imperfect people that have perfect things that they can do in life. And we have to continue to do that. And as we close out, I want to make sure, as I was talking about having a dream, that I can...
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
Out of his strength. Keep that in mind.
Amen.
Better than strength. That's going to be the show tomorrow, but you have to have a dream. And we have to think about what Dr. Martin Luther King was saying. He had a dream. You should have a dream. Have an awesome life. Rest of the night. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag have a mindset that is all about good habits. How about that? Let's make it do what it do. And as we close out, I always say to each and every one of you all, because truly, this is how I feel. I just feel that God has blessed us to come here. And only 27, that'll be 5 years for the opportunity now, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station, to be broadcasted in 31 countries. And it's one of the co-hosts. If it wasn't for all the people who came on special guests, if it wasn't for you as listeners and watchers globally, we wouldn't be able to say we've been here 5 years. It is a blessing. And I want to say the last thing, I always close the show out with, because it's truly from my heart. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. And we will see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And it's all about making it do what it do. Good night.